My name is John Crumpler. I'm a writer at the Texans Wire. And today we're sitting down with Hassan Haskins, a Michigan running back and future NFL running back, 1 week from today. Man, how excited are you for the draft this weekend?
Man, I'm ready to rock, man. I've been a long time coming. I've been waiting for so long and preparing for this moment, you know, so I'm just ready to go.
I can only imagine, and I'm sure it's been quite the journey to get here. The first question I wanted to ask you is, when did you know you were going to be a Michigan Wolverine?
You said, when did I know?
Yes, when did you know?
When my coach Jay Harbaugh, he came down to my school and watched me practice, you know. That's when I first realized that, like, that, you know, they got interest in me, you know. They like what I'm doing. And I eventually visited Michigan, and I just fell in love with it. You know, everybody was showing love, and I fell in love, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. No, I hear that. And I think one of the biggest pluses for Michigan, I have to imagine, is you got to play for Coach Harbaugh. What was it like playing for an NFL coach at the college level? What kind of energy and mission did he teach you while you were at that program?
He taught me a lot. You know, he taught – since he, you know, he coached in the NFL, so he taught me a lot about, you know, the next level, which is the NFL, you know, and just how to be prepared for it and just different things like that. You know, so I feel like that definitely helped me out and will help me out in the long run while I'm pursuing my dream in the NFL. So,
all right, I got to ask you about Ohio State game this year. Michigan had a big year, and you played a big part in pushing your team over the hurdle. Can you talk about your senior season? You guys finally got past Ohio State. Can you talk about the feelings in that game and your performance?
Man, that feeling was crazy. I never experienced a feeling like that in my life. You know, so I would never forget that moment at all. But that game, just preparing for it was just a different feeling, just different vibe, you know, preparing for that game. And I just had to go out and show the world that, you know, we can do this, you know, we can win. You know, we haven't won against them in like 10 years or something like that. And we finally did it. So it's a wonderful feeling.
Yeah. And you guys earned that. You were a great team. It had been a long time coming, and you finally broke through.
Exactly.
Hassan, I've gotten to watch some of your film, dude. You were a tough runner. Can you tell the audience what your best attributes are that you're going to be bringing to an NFL team?
Man, I feel like I got a lot of attributes. You know, number one main thing is the power. You know, I like to run people over. You know, that's my thing.
Yeah.
You know, I like being the physical one and just dominating my opponent. You know, but I got everything in the tool bag. You know, I might hurt somebody, I might juke somebody, you know, so I feel like I got it all.
I gotta say, yesterday I was watching you play, and my girlfriend's in town, and you hurdled someone, and she looks up, she's not a football fan, she's like, did he just jump over somebody? is that when you're on the pitch, that's something you it shows up a few times in your highlights, just hurdling people.
Exactly.
Is that something you practice or
I mean, it's something I just did. I never practiced it or anything like that. It was just instincts, you know, just being a football player for real.
That's pretty impressive. And you are this really powerful runner. So projecting to the next level, what kind of scheme do you see yourself in? Do you see yourself in more of a power scheme or more of a power scheme, or do you think you could run the zone as well?
I feel like I can do it all. You know, power, zone, it don't matter. You know, I just want the ball in my hand. You know, so
of course, like any good running back.
Exactly.
You want that opportunity.
Exactly.
All right. So the draft process, like we touched on when we started, I imagine it's a dream come true. What has been the coolest moment of preparing for this weekend?
Just a lot of different experiences, you know. One is just, I don't even know. Matter of fact, one experience that was pretty cool is like just when I was training and just meeting other like good football players for first a lot of first rounders and different things like that. It was a cool experience to meet all of them. And combine was a great experience. Pro day, everything so far has been pretty good, you know. So I can't complain.
Is there a moment in particular when you realize this is real? I'm going to play in the NFL.
I mean, pretty much just hit me, you know.
That's awesome.
Like recently, you know, like it's a couple of days away, and it's really happening, you know. Mm-hmm. So, man, I'm just excited, you know. So I just can't wait.
Yeah. Well, congratulations again. You've certainly earned this opportunity. And one of the questions I like to ask everyone is, there are these reports every year of just the oddest questions that NFL prospects get asked. What is the funniest or the most bizarre question the team has hit you with?
Man, let me see. I'm trying to remember. I feel like I didn't get two of our odd questions. I don't think mine was that.
Okay.
I don't think none of my questions was too odd. Not severe like that, you know. So,
and if I'm not mistaken, you visited with the Houston Texans, correct?
No. I talked to him on Zoom.
You met with
them? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, on Zoom. I ain't visited though.
Can I ask you who you talked to?
I was talking to the running back coach.
Okay.
And I talked to him. He was at my pro day as well. So.
Oh. What were your impressions of the team from your conversations?
I mean, Texans, yes. I definitely like the running back because he's super, super cool. I also talked to the offensive coordinator, Pep. You know, he used to work at Michigan. You know, he was our offensive coordinator my freshman year. You know, so I talked to him. That was a good conversation as well. So, you know, I like him. I can't complain.
Yeah. And we're trying to build something there.
Yeah, exactly.
So, something that I'm sure everyone asks you, but I want to give you a platform for it as well. What kind of guy is a team getting off the field? We all know about the powerful runner. We all watched the 5 touchdowns against Ohio State. Mm-hmm. What is something we might not know about you?
Just the guy that's good with people. You know, a lot of people gravitate to me. You know, I'm a good teammate, hard worker, you know. Never try to do no bad decisions, anything like that. I try to lead by example with all the right things, you know. So I'm never a guy that's going to, like, bring someone down or, like, do the bad thing or the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always try to bring somebody up and just encourage everybody, you know. So, yeah.
What about when you're not on the field, what kind of things do you like to do? What are your hobbies, man? At the end of the day, you're still a college student. No, it can't be all football yet.
Nah. I'm really relaxed. I be relaxed and chilling, to be honest, these days now. I like to watch movies, you know, just chill, spend time with my girlfriend, and just relax.
What kind of movies do you watch?
I like everything. My favorite type of movies, I love Harry Potter. I don't know why. It's just different, and it just, I don't know. Harry Potter just do it for me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Hassan, man, that's all I've got for you. Pretty brief interview here.
Okay, man.
Dude, thanks for giving me your time and enjoy the time.
I appreciate you. Thank you. I got you.